Thank you for calling customer services. Jacob, how may I help you?
Jacob, this is Pam Sheese, and I answered a survey for the Postal Service, and I selected the AirPods, and somehow when it went to the next thing, it brought up this Vibe watch. So it shows my order as two, but I'm charged, I don't know, I'm charged for the Vibe watch and the AirPods. So I only wanted the AirPods. Can you check that order? Is there a way for you to do that?
Absolutely. Can you provide me a zip code so I can look up a valid account?
47460.
I appreciate that. And your first and last name again?
Pam Sheath.
All right, Ms. Pam, for security purposes, can you verify the shipping address?
714 State Highway 43, Spencer, Indiana, 47460.
All right, I appreciate that. Let's see. I do see the...
I just don't want this to be a scam. After I do things, I kind of think, well, what went?
I understand.
Be involved in anything.
Now, I do see the Melody Pods, and I see the charge of $7.92.
Okay, it's showing $13.98 on my phone. And I do not want the Vibe watch at all.
All right. Usually when this happens, for some reason with this company, it takes a few more minutes to show up on my account. So let me just keep you on the line for a bit.
Sure.
To see if it shows up. If not, you may just have to call back in like 30 minutes or so to see if it updates. Because sometimes it does take a little bit of time for it to come through on me.
Okay.
But as soon as it does show up, I will absolutely help you with that.
Okay. I appreciate that. Yeah, I don't mind waiting.
That's good. Doesn't happen a whole lot.
Well, I'm getting a late start anyway, so it's okay.
I understand. Yeah. It usually takes about 20 minutes before the second order pops up, so that's why I said it may take. So it always does it on these, like the Vibe stuff and the Melodies. I don't know why it's always with them, but as soon as it shows up, we can take care of it.
Okay. Where are you out of?
We're a third-party call center, so I'm actually in Alabama.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we service several hundred different products and companies.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Well, I know better than to do this, but I thought, well, if it's legitimate, I'll do it. And if not, I'll learn my lesson again.
Yeah, always got to be cautious when we do the online surveys and whatnot.
Yeah.
But that's also why they have us here to help you. So,
okay.
It kind of goes hand in hand.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to refresh this again, see if it caught back up with me.
Because I didn't see where I could say no thanks to the watch. And, I did on the next one when it said something extended with the watch and it had a no thanks down below. So I clicked that, and when it brought it up, I'm like, no, I didn't want the watch.
Right.
And it came up 13 something, 1389.
Well, I'm glad you noticed it and you called us right back.
And I try. Try to be efficient that way.
It still hasn't popped up. Like I said, it usually takes several minutes.
Okay.
Especially if you just placed it.
Yeah, I did.
Hmm. Yeah, Yeah, it takes a little bit for it to verify.
Now,
like
what
I said,
time are you? Are you on Eastern Standard or Central?
No, Central.
Okay. I wish they'd leave us alone as far as switching time.
Yeah, you ain't kidding.
And if it's holding you up, I can call back. It doesn't matter. I just probably won't get you the next call, right?
Yeah, it's a roll of the dice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I said, we have several hundred agents as well, and some are working from home. Like me, I'm currently still at the call center. So.
Oh, you are? Okay.
Yeah, I got to earn my stripes to work from home.
Yeah, that kind of stinks. I do manicures and pedicures, so I have to go in every day and work, which is fine.
Right.
A lot of elderly people, I just trim toenails a lot and do pedicures mainly. It's rarely that I do a manicure.
I hear that's very relaxing.
It is. I had. It's really funny. If you've never done it, you should try it. I have a lot of men that wait till they're 70 or older before they do it, and I'll say, "I wish I'd done this years ago." I said, "Well, that's the way it goes because everybody I talk to that's a man, they go, it's usually they're in their 70s, and I'll either say I'm not quite there or I am over 70."
Right, yeah, they probably think they're too macho to do something like that.
Yeah, well, they didn't think it would feel so good, but if right. you ever do it, you would really enjoy it if you get the right person to do it the right way for you.
I may have to give it a shot. I'm 35, so I got a long way to go for 70.
Oh, you'll be 70 for sure.
Yeah.
Don't give up.
I have a leg up on it.
Yeah, I've been at 29 years, so my kids are older than you.
Wow.
Or 29 years, I said 39. I'm thinking.
It probably feels like 39.
It, some days it does, let me tell you. My body's starting to show it, too. I don't have the big fancy chairs, so I haul my water. It takes a lot to haul it from the restroom to my chair. But it keeps me going, so that's a good thing.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we need nowadays. I'm gonna try to refresh it one more time to see if it.
Okay, if it doesn't, I don't want to hold you up. I can call back. I just thought since I got a hold of you, I hate to lose out on that.
Right, I understand. And it still is just not. I don't know why it takes so long for them to pop up on this system for some reason.
Yeah.
It, like I said, if you show that it did go through on your phone, then. Of course, we want to make sure we fix it on our end, too, but until it shows up, I can't do nothing about it.
I don't know what it means. Do you know what their services provide as far as the watch? It says a 14-day trial. What's that mean?
Okay, so when you, let's see. So you got the pods, and you paid the $7.92 shipping and handling for it. Now, I do see that there are some terms and conditions right here beside the 18 or older box that does state that it does initiate a 14-day trial to try the product, see if you like it. And if you do not cancel your account before the end of the 14-day, then on the 15th day, they charge you the full amount of that product.
What product?
The pods.
Oh, really? Can you just cancel that order for me totally? And I don't want any of them.
Okay, I understand. And I know that's probably a little jarring to hear. Now, Let's see, I can tell you that the total price of these pods are $69.97, but because I can vouch for their noise cancellation and quality of headphones, they really are, I can offer you a discount to about 35% to knock that price a little bit down if you'd like to have it cheaper.
No, I think I shouldn't have done it to begin with. So let's just cancel that. And if you can make sure that both of them are canceled, is there a way to send it to my email and let me know that it's been canceled?
Yeah, I mean, I can even do half off if that makes a difference for you. I'd hate for you to lose out on the product.
I don't need them that bad. My daughter just bought me a pair, and I thought, well, that would be nice for my mom. I'd pass them on, but I'm not going to know. It said they were $5.97, and that's what I was going with. So, no, I don't want either the watch or the pods mail.
All righty. Well, I do understand. And I wouldn't say that. I know the situation. That's why I'm offering, you know, just to see if the price was the issue to try to chew it down a little bit for you. But
no,
I understand
it is, but it's not. It's just the fact that that's kind of false advertising. You know, you get this, and then they want to offer a more discount and a trial. And I didn't look at it close enough before I clicked yes. So it just let me know I was having two pieces of packages come through the mail, and then it went to the survey. And I'm like, I'm not liking this. And you couldn't get to my packages without doing the survey first.
Right.
Not a good thing.
All right. Well, just bear with me while I do this for you.
Sure.
And I could even do an extension to the trial, but it doesn't seem like you want anything to do with it.
You give me the correct information, and I so appreciate it. But no, I've got supplies and stuff I need to buy, and I don't need that.
I understand.
It's more stuff. It's just stuff.
Right. Yeah, I'm just notating your account. So I got your account notated. I did void your shipping and handling. It looks like $7.92 is going to be put back into your account between 3 to 5 days, business days, and you should have got a void confirmation email saying your order has been canceled.
Okay, but what about the watch? Because I have the total of $13.89.
Yeah, I was going to say that since I'm going to refresh it again while I did all that to see if it made a difference. Nope, still hadn't popped up yet. So what I would suggest is just to call back in about 30 minutes to an hour to see if it updated on our system, and then the agent will see the notes that I did, so they should know just to cancel it out as well, especially since they see it today you placed the order.
Yeah, okay. Well, thank you, Jacob, so much. I hope you have a good day and be safe.
You're very welcome. Is there anything else I can do for you?
Nope, I appreciate it. You have a good day.
All right, you do the same. Thank you for calling customer service.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.